Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Edition of Free Talk Live.
How about you stop telling me what to do with my property?
Nerds.
We are kind of nerds, it's true. Freedom nerds, if you will. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us tonight, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
We've been talking about this obviously not libertarian written article from Medium.com.
I want people to call in if they agree with this joker.
That claims the dangers of libertarianism are many.
And not you, skeezy. Skeezy.
When individuals are left to their own devices, inequality grows. Does it? Does it, though? Do you have evidence of this, author?
Well.
And society becomes more stratified. What is stratified?
Even if inequality grew. Not my problem.
Yeah.
Right? If I put more work, more labor, provide more value to society, and reap the benefits of that, then you...
Tough. Like, there's no such thing as equality. Right. Even one man is not equal to himself on different days.
Well
said. How can I be equal to anybody else? How can anybody else be equal to me? Like, all of the time. You can't do that from an institutional perspective.
Right.
You can't even do it from a human perspective.
So equality ought not be the goal.
Correct.
Yeah, there is only one way to make people equal. Kill them. Then they will all be equally dead. Short of that, we will never be equal. Except,
all politicians should be equal.
Except we could have equal rights. And that right is unequal in its manifestation because we have different property. I've done different things with my life than you have. That gives me different rightful property than you.
Just for our readers who don't know, the meaning of stratified is formed, deposited, or arranged in stable layers or strata.
I'll say for our hosts who don't know as well. Thank you.
Our host who didn't know?
No, I'm unless you're also talking about me.
No, I'm talking about me.
Okay, I know why you looked it up, but
like to me, stratified means that guy's got a couple of Fender Stratocasters.
Okay,
right? These are guitars, right? Yeah. He's stratified, right? You know,
better than getting fendered.
Well, okay. the author continues, it's survival of the fittest, but instead of being on an actual strength, it's based on wealth and power. No, it isn't. Oh my gosh, this author is so misguided. How is libertarianism based on wealth and power?
Yeah, that's a tough sell even amongst modern libertarians who aren't the wealthiest people around.
I could see how somebody gets exposed to something like anarcho-capitalism, right? And could be of the belief that it's based on wealth.
Okay.
Right, because of the capitalism portion of anarcho-capitalism,
sure.
Right? People will equate this to, like, the Ferengi from all the Star Trek, the reboots, Deep Space Nine, Voyager, that kind of thing, where, like, the Ferengi are sort of the anarcho-capitalists, right?
Okay.
They're guided by the rules of acquisition, and, like, all they care about is their gold-pressed latinum bars, right? That's their number one thing that they care about is, like, how much money am I making, and, you know, that kind of a thing.
I mean, if you want to increase, like, your lifestyle, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, you have to become wealthy to increase your lifestyle, yes. However, this author says it's based on wealth and power. Now, okay. I don't know what he means by power.
It's clearly not power.
I assume political power is what he means here. And if that's the case, then no, that's not what libertarianism is based upon.
Yeah, this is a great argument if the only libertarians you've ever heard of are the Koch brothers.
Which for a lot of people, that's it, because they're the wealthy libertarians. They're the only wealthy libertarians that the general public can point at and go like, well, look at those libertarians.
Right.
It's nobody else. Like, we're, you know, the crypto bros maybe, but most of them are like in hiding.
Right, yeah. And when the rich get richer, the article continues, when the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, it's not just morally bankrupt, it's also bad for the economy.
Agree.
And that's what's happening now. Like,
yes.
You're describing what's happening now, not what happens with libertarianism.
There is literally only one way for the rich to get richer and the poor to get poorer, and that's with force. Because if you take force out of the equation, the poor will also get richer.
Yeah. Anyway, the article continues. So sure, libertarianism may sound like a good idea, but when you scratch beneath the surface, it's really just an outdated political philosophy that only benefits those at the top. You mean like every other political philosophy?
Yeah. Democracy doesn't.
He goes on to say, libertarianism is a political philosophy that promotes individual freedom and a limited government. Or, as I like to say, no government.
Yeah.
However, as appealing as it may sound, it is a dangerous and ineffective ideology that fails to address the complexities of modern society.
I was listening to a different podcast earlier today, and, you know, again, one of the hosts repeated the misinformation that you need government regulation to maintain a free market. You just want to reach to the phone, strangle him.
Oh, my God.
Now that sounds like a warm-up for some serious mental gymnastics.
Yep.
I was thinking of, is there an example of a free market that exists today that is available to the general public?
Well, whatever the current iteration of the Silk Road or...
Okay, and that was one of them I thought of, but I thought of another one.
Okay.
Craigslist.
All right.
That is an online marketplace that is, I mean, outside of the fact they made them take down the ads for hookers and porn and stuff like that. Like,
I think, Craigslist voluntarily did that after Backpage got taken down.
They complied with authorities who were probably going to come after them and force them to take it down anyway. So they just were like, yeah, we don't have to do that. We'll just take it down. But
my percentage on casual encounters was very low to begin with, so I'm not missing much.
But my point is that here is an online marketplace that is completely unregulated otherwise.
Mm,
right?
Well,
you could sell whatever you want on there.
Well, try selling a massage.
Well, I can't because I don't have one to sell.
I think from personal experience, he's saying that he tried to offer his services on Craigslist.
Yeah, as a result of the illegality of prostitution.
Right, yeah.
And the fact that you can't just go ahead and offer prostitution because it's illegal. And because people will use massage as a code word for prostitution, you thus cannot offer massage on Craigslist.
Pick list of prostitute.
No. Okay, there are caveats, but outside of that, like, Craigslist is the only place that I'm aware of online outside of the Silk Road or something, you know, that you got to have Tor and, you know, a bunch of secure stuff in order to access, right? Just like you just go to from any browser that has a little box you can check that says cryptocurrency okay.
Mm.
And if somebody is okay with taking cryptocurrency for whatever product they're selling, they will put that in their ad, and you can filter by that. And if you want to spend cryptocurrency buying stuff off Craigslist, you can.
Okay. That's true.
And that's
amazing.
So I'll caveat
that. But that doesn't quite make it a free market.
I'll say the freest market, then.
Yeah.
Amongst other non-free markets.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
But as Pico said, that's not the only category, right, that you're not allowed, and they will block, and they have algorithms that prevent. And
right.
Anyway, this guy goes on to say more crap. It says, libertarianism, with its emphasis on individualism, fails to recognize the importance of cooperation and collective action in society.
We couldn't possibly, like, more than one of us, do a thing without being forced to.
How does he come to the conclusion that it fails to recognize the importance of cooperation? I mean, if I have an idea for a new product, right, and I want to put that product out on the market, I'm going to need to cooperate with a bunch of people to make that happen.
Right.
I don't, well, yes, and I don't, I think that's extra to libertarianism.
What do you mean?
That exists regardless of your political environment.
Okay.
No. So, cooperate being the key word there. So if you use the power of the state to simply coerce people into doing what you want, then you can get a bunch of people to, say, build your product.
I got it. But under our current status paradigm, if I come up with the idea for a new product, I do have to cooperate regardless of whether or not I'm a libertarian.
No. No, again, if your product is something that you can get the state to coerce people to do, then you don't have to cooperate with anyone.
Yes, and I would still have to cooperate with someone, even if that's the state.
Well, okay, yeah, that's true. And in fact, many businesses are forced, if you will, to cooperate with the state.
And let's also be realistic. As a new entrepreneur, your first move is not, let me go get the state's permission to shut down my competitors, right? Like, that happens later as you get bigger
right.
and more involved with the state.
No, that is not true. So, well, hold on. So, patents.
Yep.
In their absolute fundament are that, getting the power of the state to shut down your competitors.
Okay.
Before they even exist.
And before...
Like, that's how patent law works.
Before you get the patent, you have to cooperate with the manufacturer to get a prototype made.
These are facts.
Unless you put a gun to their head.
Which you wouldn't do because you don't have the backing of the state yet.
And you probably want to use that guy again to, like, after you get your patent, to go ahead and start production.
Maybe.
What if you're just a senator and you're like, this is a great idea. You, build this, or you will anger me, senator. They will probably, and this isn't cooperation doing it, but they will probably do exactly what you want, sir.
You can come up with all these examples, and I don't believe that that's how the average entrepreneur starts their business.
I'm just going to read this author's next paragraph, and then I'm done reading this story. He says, libertarianism, with its emphasis on individualism, fails to recognize the importance of cooperation and collective action in society. Extreme individualism, which libertarianism promotes, can lead to selfishness and a disregard for the common good.
Yeah. I'm okay with that, though.
Can it? Like, extreme individualism? Like, what's that?
Well...
As opposed to individualism?
Anything that is not laid down in the Communist Manifesto.
Is that a bunch of individuals drinking Mountain Dew?
No. Extreme! No. That's a bunch of individuals going off-grid and farming for their family alone.
That's extreme!
That's extreme.
No, that's just how it's been done for thousands of years.
No, well, at some point, you overproduce and you trade with your neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not extreme individualism anymore. That's cooperation with a neighbor.
Yes, and common good.
Well, common good is usually defined by those in charge. So
okay,
the way he's using common good means that, you know, if I don't want to sell to the starving guy,
right.
I don't have to. But society would be better off if I gave him food.
Right, but in your example of, you know, a bunch of people off-grid, you know, overproducing, and so now they're trading with their neighbors.
Yep.
Their neighbors are, well, part of the common.
Sure.
And they're doing a solid with their neighbors because now both parties win in the transaction.
Yep. But
so
once you
that's
start
good.
Once you start doing that, though, you're no longer extreme individualist.
Oh, I see. You put down the Mountain Dew.
And here's the thing. I got so much Mountain Dew at my house that I didn't even realize I had.
Really?
Just sitting under a table like, look at all of this goodness.
Are you an extreme individualist?
It's some pretty vibrant colors in the box there. I'm going to have to drink some.
Well, and these are the misconceptions we have to deal with, right? So that it is fundamentally individualist is actually not true. You can be as collectivist as you want. You just can't use threats to do it.
As long as it's voluntary.
Right. And the common good is exactly why we want a consistent set of rules.
From who? From who?
Everyone.
Oh, okay.
Everyone. The consistent set of rules of property rights applying to everyone, for everyone.
Enforced
that is what we believe will be the common good.
Enforced by?
Everyone.
All right.
I feel like this article...
Who voluntarily wants to enforce it.
I feel like this
possibly through being paid as a security force.
I feel like this article...
And possibly just through being your neighbor.
...was written by, like, somebody like Scooter.
Who's the author? Maybe it is Scooter.
It was written by somebody calling themselves Homeless Romantic.
Okay, so it could be Scooter.
PhD rocket surgeon and aspiring troglodyte.
Definitely not Scooter, then.
Why?
Well, rocket surgeon?
Well, and certainly not a PhD, although whether or not this person is a PhD, right, you know?
Okay.
Brain scientist, rocket surgeon, right?
Whatever.
You know, that's the joke.
Okay.
All right, moving along. Oh, we wanted to talk about this.
Okay.
I tried. Let me find it. What?
Whatever Peekless had for FinCEN or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Do you still have that? Or?
Yeah, sure.
Is it on the tip of your fingers?
More or less.
Or should I babble on for a minute or so that you can find it?
Just damp for a moment.
Some of the headlines this week that haven't, you know, really made it to...
The speed run. The headline speed run.
We're going to cherry pick.
Okay.
The James O'Keefe releases bombshell undercover report exposing China's operation of a biolab in California.
Okay.
What could possibly go wrong?
It would be called the American virus instead of the Wuhan flu.
Right. It'd be called like the...
instead of the American-run virus factory in China?
Instead of COVID, it's like avocado.
Okay.
California roll. Something like that.
California virus toast.
That one really gets me. Why is China operating a biolab in California, like, at all?
Because they bought the land and set it up, and that's part of the American dream, that anyone's allowed to do that, even if it's a foreign national.
I'm pretty sure that's not legal.
Go on.
So, for example, we have some pretty strict rules regarding what kind of research you're allowed to do and what you're not. Basically coming down to you're not allowed to make bioweaponry.
Okay.
And,
well, it's a biolab. Doesn't say they're exclusively using it for weaponry.
Okay.
They could be using it to come up with more number two stories for our Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
I mean, okay, so the United States is generally more restrictive on scientific research than China.
Fact.
Okay, so if they were doing something so egregious, right, in the bioweapons manufacturing, whatever, they ought just stay in China than raising ire in America.
Yeah.
And they know from the Wuhan flu, right, that if they develop it in China, they can still distribute it in America. Wasn't all that difficult. So... I'm not overly concerned, right? You have an international corporation with a facility in the United States. Sounds pretty reasonable to me.
How about this headline that didn't make it in the mainstream media? Joe Rogan says anyone who tells him to trust the experts can can perform oral sex upon him.
Okay.
COVID taught him that the so-called experts are all bought and paid for.
Yeah.
On one hand, I'd like to think that Joe Rogan knew that before COVID, but it's his own statement.
Joe Rogan is an independent thinker, right? On the one hand, he says some very libertarian things on occasion.
Yep.
And then he went and, like, endorsed Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
I
know. But I'd like to think that he was aware that the so-called experts are all bought and paid for
ahead of time
before COVID, right?
Yeah.
Like he sort of had an inkling, had some clue prior to that. But if he didn't, more power to him.
That's the transition from conspiracy theory to conspiracy fact, right? I have a gut feeling that everything isn't on par, right? And then COVID hits, and you go like, I knew it. Now there's evidence.
Right. Okay.
I don't need a gut feeling anymore. Now I have evidence.
Did you find the thing?
I didn't.
What are we talking about, Peekless?
So this from the Federal Register, proposal of special measure regarding convertible virtual currency mixing as a class of transactions of primary money laundering concern.
The coin mixing apps.
That's a whole lot of words.
It is.
That?
So that's from the government. They don't like being parsimonious.
What's the layman's translation there?
They are
suggesting that they regulate cryptocurrency in this way.
In what way? How are they? Like,
if you mix your currencies through one of those currency blenders to hide the source or endpoint, right, then you are participating in money laundering.
Oh, but isn't that what government does?
It is.
I see.
Rules for thee, not for me.
Exactly.
Ah.
And of particular concern to me on this one is single-use wallets. So, for those of you not familiar with cryptocurrency technology, there's this thing called a wallet that at some point has to be a single-use wallet. Like, at first, there is a potential address that has never been used before, and there's an unbelievable number of these. And then at some point, you use that address. And they are seeking to regulate that.
The use of that address.
Right.
Okay.
The single use of address, because it creates an unnatural chain that obscures the origin of this money.
Does it?
Well, in theory.
Okay.
I mean, it can make it more difficult to track down where this money originally came from and whether it's one of these terrorists that had originally done it. Problem is, if they get the power to do this, they're just going to have the ability to stop new wallets from being made.
Okay. Wow. So, that's powerful right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the rule that they are currently taking comment on, by the way, and will be for another, 50 some odd days, and I really hope as many people as possible tell them this is a bad idea.
Is there somewhere you can direct our listeners to make a comment?
Yes, but it's probably easier to just Google convertible virtual currency.
Okay.
And then go to the Federal Register site.
All right.
All right, go on.
Yeah, so the other issue is that the other issue that I have a problem with is being able to move from one, as they call it, virtual currency, which is wrong, to another. So being able to move from Monero to Dash, from Dash to Bitcoin, from Bitcoin to Bitcoin Cash. Well, that, too, is a way of obscuring the origin. So they want to stop that.
I mean, isn't that what those coin mixers do, though? Like, it's to obscure something. Otherwise, you don't need to do it.
Yeah, that's also on the list. Okay. And, like, I can at least see the argument on that one, and I'm not going to raise a fuss on that one. Well, but they are literally trying to illegalize the creation of new wallets and the use of any new currency.
I got it, but converting Bitcoin to Monero makes it more private and makes it harder to find, and that's the goal of Monero.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The week-long ceasefire, which involved the exchange of dozens of hostages held by Hamas for scores of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, ended on Friday morning, leading to renewed hostilities between Israel and Hamas. As mediators work to facilitate another swap, uncertainties arise regarding the individuals still in captivity in the besieged enclave. According to Israel, as of Friday, there are 136 hostages in Gaza, including 119 men and 17 women and children, as reported by military spokesperson Daniel Haggerty. A former gang member and FBI informant currently incarcerated was charged with attempted murder for stabbing ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin 22 times at a federal prison in Arizona. John Tursak, serving a 30-year sentence for crimes related to a Mexican mafia gang, admitted to planning the attack for about a month due to Chauvin's high-profile status as a convicted murderer of George Floyd. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live.
Go on.
We are on.
No live. Yeah. Saturday edition.
Robot Captain broke down there for a second.
I was having a thought.
Uh-oh. Don't hurt yourself.
And then it escaped me.
Oh, okay.
It got away scot-free. I'm not sure what happened. I'm going to have to call security, see if the thought like dug out a tunnel underneath the...
As long as it didn't leave a getaway trailer.
Viet Cong style.
Whatever, yeah.
So to respond to your, well, doesn't that obscure it? That's true.
Yeah.
Using a mixer does obscure the Bitcoin that you're spending.
I just had an idea.
You can use it without a mixer.
Okay.
Whereas you can't use it without a wallet.
All right.
Whenever they're done making all the, like, King Kong movies, because there's been a bunch of them.
They're not going to be done.
I'm just saying that, like, whenever, like, society is like, really, you know, King Kong, they can reinvent the entire genre by just having it based in Vietnam, and it can be called Viet Cong with a K.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think your brain was trying to save us from that one.
No.
I don't think you lost it. I think it got ejected.
It got rejected.
You said Viet Cong, and my brain was like King Kong? And then I'm like, oh, what if King Kong was in Vietnam? You could make a...
It would be Viet Cong, yeah. But with a K.
It's not quite a portmanteau, but it's kind of, because I'm taking two things and combining it together as one.
I'll tell you what, that would have made a difference in the Vietnam War.
Agent Orange? Screw you, we've got Viet Cong. Come storming through the jungles, right? Stepping on everybody.
The sad thing is the MonsterVerse is like one of the hardest movie universes to keep track of.
Yeah. I did recently see a a King Kong versus Godzilla.
That's part of the MonsterVerse.
Yeah, and it was pretty good.
Okay.
Like, it. I mean, the script was, yeah, you know, but the fight scenes between the Godzilla and the King Kong monsters were pretty damn good. I was like, yeah, all right. Now, I'm old, too, so I remember when, like, the fight scenes between King Kong and Godzilla were, like,
claymation,
super close-up frame, you know, the fire barely, like, you know, scorched the toy that had, like, some fur glued onto it, you know, so, like, horrible special, practical special effects. So, like, what they've got today is superior. Anyway, I didn't mean to detract from the rest of your story. We were talking about this business of crypto mixing, which is just like, I mean, it's kind of exchanging, right? You're exchanging one for another, but you're making it so that it's not traceable on the blockchain.
Right. So the way a Bitcoin mixer works, I send my Bitcoin into this. They take Bitcoin from a bunch of other people who also want theirs mixed, and they do a different transaction, and then they send it out. So that it obscures where this originally came from.
But it doesn't necessarily have to be Bitcoin in, Bitcoin out, right? It could be Bitcoin in Monero out, Bitcoin in, you know, Dash out. It could be,
that wouldn't be, right? A mixer.
Oh, really?
That wouldn't be a mixer, but that would be covered on this regulation that they are suggesting.
Well, screw regulation.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. So here's the question then. If it weren't for the government in general, would we have a need for these services? Like, why did...
Yes.
Okay, go on.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, why would we need a mixer without government? Like,
because we want privacy.
The obvious, you know,
well, who's going to track you? Who's going to track you?
Anybody.
All right.
So once I've found out this is your wallet, I might want to know everyone you've ever done any amount of business with. Okay. So if, for example, I don't like you, and I want to punish you, then I can get at you indirectly from punishing all of the people who have ever dealt with you ever.
Right. If you're
insecure, might not like that.
If you're insecure about your use of cryptocurrency, or unprivate, if you will, and I don't mean that you're like broadcasting your transactions.
Right.
I just mean that you're not taking any steps. You have one wallet. You're just using that wallet all the time. It's your wallet. You don't have any other wallets. You're not, you know what I mean?
Nothing to hide.
Right. Then all of your transactions could be visible. Not necessarily traced back to you as an individual, but all your transactions could be visible. In the same way that, like, when you go on vacation from your house, you generally call up the post office or go online, you're like, hey, don't be delivering my mail for a couple of weeks because I don't want to make myself a target.
Right.
Right. So in that, I think that's kind of what you're saying is like, hey, I'm doing transactions, but I don't want just anybody to be able to trace back my transactions, know how much I'm spending, you know, what frequency I'm spending it, you know, maybe even who I'm spending it with, that kind of a thing. I don't want people to know, like, if you have any wealth at all, you don't want to broadcast that. Right.
If that's the case, right, then you ought not use Bitcoin because that's the that's the public ledger.
Ah, but this way you can use Bitcoin and have privacy.
All right.
Privacy is important.
Yeah. So that is one of the uses of Mixer in absence of the government.
All right.
But yeah, I will definitely say that while there is a violent coercive monopoly who does not want any economic activity performed on Earth that they do not also get a part of, then yeah, that's the primary use case.
Okay. So being that that's the primary use case under the current paradigm, it makes sense that they would then try to stop that or make that illegal.
Yep. Okay. Yep. So I get why they're saying, hey, no using a mixer. I disagree, but I at least get why they're doing that.
Okay.
Whereas it's blatant overreach to say you cannot have a new wallet because it is possible to use a new wallet to obscure a transaction.
How are they going
to
stop that?
Hmm?
How are they going to prevent somebody from making a new wallet?
Well, I imagine that they would use your internet access to find out where you live and then put you in jail for doing that.
Okay, but, like, there's enough things out there that I'm aware of, and I'm just a guy, right, that I'm aware of, that, like, I could create as many wallets as I wanted today, and I'm pretty sure no government could track it.
So,
well, and at the moment, this isn't being enforced. This is a proposed rule change.
Yeah, I get it.
Now, if this rule change happens, they might very well be very interested in who's making wallets and why they're making them.
So, again, but I mean, that's like trying to prevent people from making more than one Twitter profile.
There.
Or Facebook profile. Like, nothing prevents people from just making a new Facebook profile.
And if they decided that, for example, the post office now governs making a second Twitter profile, then they might very well come after you at your home for making a second Twitter profile.
So, again, like, their technology is sophisticated. Right. So I was listening to a different show earlier today.
Okay.
And they were bringing up some of the technology used to track down the protesters at the January 6th, quote unquote, insurrection.
Right.
And a lot of the starting point for the data that they collected was publicly available cell phone records.
Right.
And they tracked these cell phone records that they bought from the, whoever ran the towers.
Right.
Even though a bunch of those protesters were using burner phones,
right,
because they were still calling the same normal people that they would normally call. So they built, they had the algorithm run, and they had all these lists of known associates with these phone numbers and these phone numbers, and where they were, because the cell phone kind of triangulates the data,
right,
and how many of them were, activated in the same area, or had an area code out of state, but activated within the state, like Washington, D.C.,
right,
to a point where, after they crunched the numbers, they were fairly confident that they had identified 85 or 90% of the protesters there,
yeah,
even though they did their best to obscure who they were.
And we know that technology exists from previous topics that we've covered here on Free Talk Live, such as how marketing people use cell phone data that is anonymous. In other words, not tied to a single person, but when you go to a department store and you walk around,
yep,
because you're on their Wi-Fi, if you connect to it or when you connect to it, they can tell that, you stopped at this end cap to look at this thing on sale. You looked at the blue shoes that are on aisle 4. You looked at camping gear down aisle 12, whatever it is, right? They know this information. We'll call it anonymously, but then if they get further data that they can use to extrapolate who that person is, they can tie it to you directly.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you know who has a lot of that information on me? My cable provider, mm-hmm, my internet provider.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they offer the Wi-Fi hotspot wherever you go.
Yeah. Right.
And it auto logs me in wherever I go.
Mm-hmm. And they've introduced new legislation to give tremendous control over the internet to make sure that no one's being racist with their internet providing. Which means that they have an excuse to look into the very specific details of your particular internet usage.
It's interesting that they do that now, because one of my gripes about the internet was that you had to pay for multiple on-ramps.
Okay.
Right? You needed internet at your house, but then you needed a data plan on your phone, and then maybe you got to use Wi-Fi because your provider doesn't provide you with, Wi-Fi or whatever it is. So now you've got, multiple.
You go to Starbucks, you got to log into Starbucks. You go to McDonald's, you got to log into McDonald's.
Right. And so,
use your own data. It's your phone provider getting the information.
Right. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to pay for the internet once and have it available to me on all of my devices.
Right.
Right. Which seems to be coming to fruition, but now I'm not so sure that that's the right way.
Well, that's one company getting all your information.
Right.
Right. If you pay for your data on your phone,
yep,
and that's your data plan,
yep,
and then you turn that into a hotspot at home for your other devices,
right,
then you have one data server, one on-ramp.
Well, okay, but that doesn't suit my needs. I have to have,
higher speeds.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, so the issue with this one, since the blockchain is publicly available, they can just look, and every single time that a wallet that has never received anything receives something, then they go, okay, hunt down this transaction. How did that get onto the ledger? Okay, well, that was received by this node. Okay, where did it come from? And unless you're going through Molvad, then every VPN provider is probably going to keep some amount of record as to who they're providing services for.
You should probably define Molvad.
Oh, Molvad. It's a virtual private network that absolutely destroys all of their records. every single time, and that you can get on using Monero. So nice. Completely anonymous.
Nice.
Yeah, MobileVed does amazing work. But anyone who's not doing that, they have some amount of records, so they can go, okay, well, this transaction came from here, it came from this VPN, and this VPN, okay, we're going to go to them and put some pressure on them to give us the information, da-da-da-da-da, and suddenly they're at your house saying, you created a new wallet.
Right.
That is illegal.
And if you think that's, like, out of the realm of possibility or fiction, right, there are vans that drive around England looking for people who don't have a TV license.
Right, I know. And, in fact, there's vans that drive around the United States right now that they're not looking for TV license. But what they are doing is they're using your wireless router to take snapshots of the interior of your house with you in it.
Okay.
Because they can do that. So they don't really need your cable provider's permission, your internet provider's permission to do it. They just, it's all part of the Patriot Act. It's all, you know, legal, if you will.
Oh, that's what's authorizing this, by the way.
Patriot Act?
Yeah, yeah. Title 311 on the Patriot Act is what they're using for this.
I wish I was surprised.
Yeah, yeah.
The least patriotic thing ever written.
Well, they'll never come after us. They'll only go after the terrorists.
Didn't they catch the terrorists already? Can they stop auto-renewing that thing?
No, wouldn't that be nice?
They didn't catch the terrorists. If they did, every member of Congress and Senate would be in jail.
Yeah. Ooh. Gee, it's almost like I was screaming my head off about this when they passed the Patriot Act and telling the Republicans that this was going to be used to come after them.
They were all like, no, it's temporary. It's fine.
Remember when there was like the We Will Not Fly protest? When they first set up the TSA?
I'm still basically there. I mean, I've flown a handful of times since then. But, like, I didn't fly for a long time, man. I mean, like, and I try not to fly as often as possible.
I got it. But no one's protesting it anymore. Yeah. It's not really a thing.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It kind of just came and then, like, well, we still got to get to
LA. Yeah, obviously it wasn't popular enough to put enough pressure that they stopped.
Hey, guys, we're having a no-fly protest in New York, so everybody get on a plane, fly out here.
Yeah.
Right.
There are no slow boats out of Hawaii, so I was a little hamstrung there.
Slow boats out of Hawaii.
Dude, you know what you should have done? You should have taken a submarine.
Okay.
That would have been cool.
At one point, I considered like a cruise. Like, let's just get on one of those cruises that get you like to Alaska.
Yeah, or California.
Or whatever.
How many commercially available submarines are there coming in and out of Hawaii?
I expect in Hawaii there are at least two that you could charter.
Huh.
And I only say that because I know that there's also, thanks to Magnum PI, there's helicopters you can charter.
Okay.
But you're still flying.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, but I know there's a lot of...
You have to go through TSA.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's the only way around TSA is you have to, you know, have access to a plane.
There's a lot of deep sea exploration that happens off of Hawaii. And so I know that they have private submarines.
Mm.
So non-government submarines. Generally, they're deployed in, you know, co-government action where they're trying to explore if they want to, like, lay cable for the new internet between Hawaii and the United States or something like that. Hmm. They're going to use these contract out to these private submarines.
Laying the cable.
That's right. You're on Free Talk Live.
So part of my concern with this proposed rulemaking is that if this goes through, that gives them complete legal justification to shut down every coin exchange in the world.
Well, so...
And wouldn't they love that much power? Oh. And the exchanges will comply,
because
that's what they do.
Right.
I still feel like tech is ahead of the government curve, right?
Yes.
And it has been, and I don't think it's going to slow down anytime soon. So the more government tries to do these things, regulate, otherwise interfere or prevent things from happening.
Yeah, this isn't going to stop it, but it is going to slow it down. And here's the thing. If our consent were not important, then they wouldn't spend all of the resources that they do on what they call education and what they call media.
I think that these things are actually going to make cryptocurrency more valuable.
The illusion of consent is important. They're going to do it. Anyway,
it's a matter of when.
Right.
Right. So if there's pushback, then they pull back.
Right.
So when they started making the Ministry of Truth or whatever they were calling that thing.
They call it the Ministry of Truth.
Like the disinformation whatever.
Yeah.
Right. When they started creating that, there was a massive pushback.
Yeah.
So they pulled back on that. Now, that's not to say that, you know, in a few years or 10 years or whatever,
yeah,
that they're not going to do this again.
Right.
They will.
Or they just change the title to something a little less ominous and they still collect whatever data.
Right. But every time, if there's enough pushback, then they try a different route. And this is worth putting a little bit of pushback, since they're giving you the opportunity to write in and tell them this is a bad idea.
How much pushback do they need? Because, I remember the quantitative easing, the bailouts.
Yeah.
Right? That was pushback a lot.
Right.
Like 98% of the calls to the senator's offices were like, don't do it.
Right.
Right? And then they went, okay, we've heard you.
Well, we're going to do it anyway.
Oh, so, the 2008 bailouts, you mean?
Is that when it was? I don't remember the time.
The bank bailouts, the TARP program.
Any of the could QE. It could have been QE, QE1, QE2,
yeah,
QE3, whatever.
Whatever. Any one of the bailouts, there was like massive pushback. You know, the too big to fail one, whichever one.
Okay.
And people wrote into the Congresses. They called the offices.
Yep.
The calls were overwhelmingly no, don't do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
To the tune of like 98%, and they did it anyway.
Yeah.
And then people got all up in arms. I can't believe they didn't listen to us. And on this show, we went, well, you should have known better, and hopefully you'll know better next time that they don't care.
Well, and look what the response was. The creation of the Tea Party on one side, and the creation of Occupy Wall Street on the other. So they paid the price for that. Now, granted, there are certain moves that they make that no amount of pushback is going to dissuade them.
This is a financial move.
I don't think this is one of those moves.
Okay.
I think this is one of those that they're trying to sneak in the back door, and if enough people go, hey, I caught you, they'll go, okay, we'll do this in a month.
If you sneak it in the back door, they just put it on the military funding bill, and then you're unpatriotic or un-American if you vote against it.
My thoughts on this right now is that the content of what they're trying to do is of a technical nature for the layman to wrap their head around.
Right.
And because of that, no one really understands this. And I mean the common folk, right? Mm-hmm.
And like, they're doing it in the early stages of cryptocurrency where there's not a majority of people who even care yet.
Right. So like the ability to have the pushback, I don't think exists because of the level of dumbness, the lack of education on this particular subject amongst the majority of the population.
I think that's what they're testing. And that's exactly why I think this is sensitive to pushback. I think that there are so few people who are likely to get this that that's what they're testing.
Yeah.
They're like, do you see what we're doing here? Or will this be invisible to you? So if a certain number of people say, I see what you're doing there, and it's abominable, they'll go, oh, they can see that. We better try something more invisible if we're going to do this.
I got a real life, I don't know what the right word is, a real life barometer of how the government and the media, the propaganda they put out, has affected cryptocurrency amongst non-crypto people.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at the Social Sunday last week, 2 weeks ago, and I walk outside to leave, and Breaking the Flaw is out there, and he's talking to some rando girl, right? And he says something about, you know, cryptocurrency. And he's like, hey, Captain, you know, she doesn't like cryptocurrency because she thinks it's shady. And I go, oh, how come? And she recites, like, I saw something on the news, or I read something in an article or whatever. That sounds like, you know, crypto is just kind of shady. And I'm like, okay, but do you know what a really shady currency is compared to crypto? She's like, no, what? I'm like, the United States dollar. And she's like, oh, yeah. So, like, people know that the United States dollar is also, like, shady. Not also, but is shady in and of itself. But they somehow have been convinced that crypto is more shady than the violent
currency.
Well,
no, I don't think
currency.
That's what it is at all.
There's a lot of shady crypto.
They know that the United States dollar is shady.
Yeah.
But they have to have it.
Right.
If you don't have dollars, you go to jail. So they will accept the fact that it's shady because they're being coerced. Whereas Bitcoin or Monero or Dash or what have you, they don't have to have that. No one's going to put them in jail for not having enough Bitcoin cash. So that is an option. So they go, do I want to be part of that? So it being shady matters, whereas the U.S. dollar being shady doesn't matter because they'll kill you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, fair. It's the, that's one of the benefits, right, of coercion. It's harder to get away from.
Yeah.
You have to actually convince people positively mm-hmm. to engage in cryptocurrency or Bitcoin or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to do that with the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And they stole the dollar, right? Like I mentioned earlier in the show, I didn't look it up.
Yeah.
But the dollar has a definition, like within the U.S. code, and it's 300 some all like grains of silver.
Hmm.
Like that's the definition of a dollar.
Wow. Hmm.
It's grains of silver.
Even though it says dollar, right?
Oh, it's like an ounce.
It's not. No, it's not an ounce. It's against.
Not an ounce.
It's 300. Like look it up. I mean, not right now, but in general.
No, go ahead, dude.
Okay, look around. We got a little bit of time. Go ahead, look it up. It's like the Coinage Act of like 1792 or something. But the U.S. dollar is defined in grains of silver. It's not been repealed. It's not been anything. Like, so what you have in your pocket, right, that paper, that greenback piece of paper in your pocket,
yeah.
is not even a dollar as defined by the United States. It's a Federal Reserve note.
Yeah, that is just the shadiest thing. More crime, more murder, more death, more theft, more extortion. I can't think of any of the other top seven sins, but more of that is perpetuated by the U.S. dollar than all of the cryptocurrencies combined.
Yep.
So when you're thinking about currency out there, listeners, keep that in mind. Because they are using violence to gain your compliance.
And if you want to get away from the hyperinflation that's looming, I won't say on the horizon because they always figure out a way to push it out, right? There's the non-inflationary cryptocurrency called Bitcoin
mm-hmm.
that is probably a good place to protect yourself currently.
Yeah, in fact, inflation is such, like, I don't know what the difference between inflation and hyperinflation is.
The speed at which it increases.
Okay, but, like, it's getting pretty fast now.
Mm-hmm.
You already can't save without having it lose a bunch of its value within a year.
$11,000 more dollars this year than 2 years ago.
And that's why we use the carrot, they use the stick.
We're out of time. Thank you to all of our listeners, all of our callers. Thank you, Richie Rich. Thank you, Peakless Mountaineer, for joining me tonight. Peace.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.